Welcome to the TDE Play-by-Play. I'm Eric.
I'm Darius.
And we're here, bro. Episode 1. All this talking about it, we finally here, man.
Man, it took long enough, bro. Like, at first I didn't think it was going to happen, man. You be playing, bro. Man, I'm going to come through,
bro. It's time, bro.
Time. We're going to do it, bro. We're going to do it, man. But
we're here. We finally doing it now. So, week 1, bro, happened already. NFL. How do you feel?
I'm happy that football is back. Like,
of course, no, of course. In general, football as a whole.
That right there is a, like, damn, you know, those months of like June, July, like, especially after like the NBA final stop.
The Olympics came through and saved us. The Olympics were big, but no, nothing like having football back.
Like football, bro. Like, football is on a whole nother tier. The Olympics was good, though. Shout out Team USA coming home with the gold.
Of course, of course.
Bron's still out there playing like he's 24. And this motherfucker's like 90. Ridiculous, but I mean.
Olympics next, the next go around, I believe, are in LA. So he says he can't do it, but I don't know, bro. The way he played.
He say he can't do it, but next thing you know, you'd be like, yo, Bron, 44, out there still trying to carry the team, trying to carry
probably
the
can,
load.
Bro.
You're like, bro, ridiculous. But you want to start with Florida State?
Florida State, bro. What's wrong with Florida State?
Bro, so
I don't even think Florida State knows what's wrong with Florida State.
The thing about Florida State that kills me is because last year we were all sitting there like, I feel like everybody was like a Florida State fan. We were all pissed off. It was like, yo,
they got
Florida
done
State
dirty.
Should have been there. They got done dirty. That's foul. Fast forward this year, so I'm like, okay, well, Florida, this is your chance to show, like, yo, y'all did us foul. We about to put y'all on notice. Y'all dropped the ball week 1.
Georgia Tech. Nobody expected that. Georgia Tech came in and pulled off the upset. I mean, yeah, I mean, nobody, like you said, expected that. I mean, I can't even say his name, DJ Ungalay. Ungalay, I can't say. Yeah, bro, I mean, 13 points. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't. It's unexcusable.
Unexcusable, unacceptable. And then to
turn around next
again,
week.
Drop the ball again, and it's like, bro.
Boston College, bro.
Y'all already looking at like, okay, so we're pretty much checked out of the season, right? Because the season's over. We're 0-2 already. Now, you can bounce back.
Of course,
you just gotta
of course.
Be one of the top 12?
Top 12. One of the top 12.
Am I a betting man? Do I sit there and be like, yeah, I bet you Florida State will bounce back? No, because I got the motherfuckers losing the next game.
They play Memphis, who is 1-0, who I believe they should beat, but what they put out on tape these last 2 weeks, I don't know, man.
Unacceptable. I tell you that from the start. But outside of that, we saw
1-5, I would say. No, Oregon didn't do what they needed to do, but Georgia, Georgia slow start. They pulled off what they needed to do against Clemson, ultimately. 34-3. Not as bad as the dominant victory, but Ohio State put on, which is absurd. I mean, for them, Ole Miss, Texas. I mean,
bro, it got to the point where Texas had to put out Archie out
bro,
there.
Archie was looking good.
Out there looking like a prime Peyton in there, dotting the defense up. I was like, bro.
Some of these scores were just ridiculous. But I think the biggest one that I wanted to talk about was number 3, man, Oregon.
You know what? And when we had that conversation beforehand, you was telling
you
me,
said
oh,
it.
Man,
you,
we're
you
gonna
said
blow
it.
Him out. We're gonna blow him out. I'm like, bro,
you said it.
I don't think so, man. Like, I don't see it. And then y'all go out there, and I'm like, okay, well, y'all not moving the ball, but we're scoring. And then y'all got hard stuck at 14, and I'm all like,
yeah, it wasn't looking good, bro. Seeing how some of these dominant teams that we're gonna have to play now, being in the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, putting up these points so easily. I mean, I don't think we're going to be ready for them playing like this.
I was not impressed week 1. I was not impressed, especially when they were, Idaho scored on like some backyard bullshit play, and I'm all like, that's just being undisciplined.
No, it is. It is a few new pieces from last year, so I'm gonna give it that. It's gonna take some time for them to gel ultimately, but yeah, man, inexcusable. I mean, to almost drop the ball week one, can't have it.
And then y'all go and play against who I think is probably coming off the
one of biggest the biggest win. Yeah, I go ahead and agree with Boise State. So their running back went
crazy.
I mean, to say the least. And all I can say is, was it a fluke? I hope it was.
I hope it was.
Because six TDs, I mean, that's, I don't know, man.
That's fucking ridiculous. I'll tell you that right now.
But our defense, I feel, wasn't the issue. I feel it was just the offense slow start. But I'm hoping we can contain him. And, yeah, man, keep this ball rolling. 2-0. Who else is on the list? What about you, man? This weekend, we got Texas, Michigan.
Michigan was out there struggling.
Somebody has to fall.
Michigan was struggling to move the ball against fucking Fresno State.
They were early on. Shit was ridiculous. It took them some time as well.
I don't know. Texas is probably coming in feeling amazing. Like, yo, just put up all these points. We're feeling good. Arch is feeling good, you know. So, they go into this Michigan game. A big game.
Do you know if it's at Michigan or if it's at Michigan? Oh, it's okay. It's in Michigan. So, okay, on the road.
So, but I still feel like Texas is just the better team because, like, we're not Fresno State. You're not about to.
No, absolutely not. This is gonna be
six is gonna
totally different.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking get you a etched out win and like, oh well, you know, it's a good defensive battle. Like, it wasn't even a good defensive battle. Y'all motherfuckers just couldn't move the ball, and it was ridiculous. I'm like, yo. Michigan's supposed to be a top 10 team, and I'm looking
and
at
Texas,
it.
And Texas, I thought losing their running back was going to be a key piece, but didn't seem to factor in. They just kept, I don't even know what to say. I mean, they just kept demolishing. I mean,
it reminds me of like the Le'Veon Bell situation when Le'Veon Bell's like, I'm going to sit out. You know, they lost their running back.
Connor came right in, yeah, I believe.
Nothing changed. The offense was still potent. So like, sometimes it happens, man. So you just never know who you got on the bench. So, but with that,
What's your prediction on the score? You think it's a close game? You think it's a blowout like Texas did this last week?
I don't think Texas will blow them out. I think they'll go.
What's your final score for the game?
Maybe 30-24.
30-24, okay.
30-24, Texas edge out a close win. Now, depends on what version of Michigan show up. If that first half of Michigan shows up,
Of course.
Texas might put up 56 by halftime.
We have to see. No, yeah, exactly.
But if Michigan
comes out to play, like, plays we know ball, they can.
And shit, man.
We're in for a dogfight, though. It's going to be a good one.
I hope it's a good game.
And if I piggyback real quick on the Oregon game, I think if I had to give a final score, I'm hoping, wishful thinking. I hope we can get our stuff together. It took a week. Tighten some things up. I think 45-28. We're able to put up a little bit more points. And we're able to take down Boise State.
45-28. Contain the running back.
That's the number one goal going in.
Contain
the running game. Back.
But before we head off to football or
NFL rather,
you want to talk about LSU and that choke job
that
did with USC, bro? Oh man,
that was a good game.
It was a good game, Lincoln, but Texas should have won that game. LSU should have won that game.
Of course. Lincoln Riley finally came. They played a little bit of defense. They showed that they can do it. It was a good game ultimately till the end. Yeah, to LSU choked.
Dropped the ball.
Because it was tight, I believe, right?
Fourth quarter.
No, they were down. They needed a touchdown to win. I mean, to tie. Mm-hmm. And he forced it.
It was one of those, like, it was one of those sad moments because you're like, damn. But then when you look at the stats, you're like, Texas in the last five games have lost every season opener. So I'm like, bro. So either
LSU, you mean?
Or LSU. So either you're like coaching it or you condone it. So like,
no, yeah, of course.
A coaching problem. Like, how can you not get your team ready for the season
opener? 5 years in a row.
5 years in a row, y'all dropping the ball. Unacceptable. They even have motivational speaker Daniels on the sidelines, looking fresh, looking nice.
Telling him, don't be like what we did and lose last year as well.
Don't be like me. Be better, bro. Be better. Get the season opener so we can start off 1-0.
Said, nah, bro. I need to lose. Just like you. You lost and won the Heisman. I want to be just like you.
So.
But, yeah, that game, man. I mean, USC looked okay. I mean, we'll see what goes into this week, too. I mean, if they can continue this hot streak, how they've been playing, or did they happen just to edge it out, you know, by mistake? So we'll see.
We're going to have to see with USC. I don't have too much faith because, I mean, shit, they were damn near ranked out of the top 25. They were 23, you know, but.
They showed. I mean, they were able to still, I mean, I don't know. Was USC able to do it or was LSU just that bad?
Well, if I'm looking at it and it's, I'm looking at a team who can't win a game when the season starts. Y'all might just be that bad because they can't even be like, oh, well, that was a fluke. It's like, well, damn. Are we going to sit there and be like, oh, man, those don't count. The season openers, ah, man, you win some, you lose some. Well, y'all ain't even winning some.
Well, being
lost the last five.
No, of course, but now that the playoffs are different, I mean, 12 teams, so like they said, one loss isn't really going to matter, you know. So, will this define their season already? I mean, who knows? They are in the SEC, so.
13, right?
They still have to see Bama. They still have to see a couple of these top teams that.
Georgia?
That they may have to upset them in a sense to keep their season alive, but
what's the odds? So, you got to be ranked in the top 12. LSU was 13. They were right out there. Okay, a win, a decisive win could, like, push you forward a little bit. They're all the way down to 18 now. You
know, no, yeah, so like,
okay, so if y'all drop another ball,
that's possibly, yeah.
Out of the top 25.
No, of course, point. Of course. So.
And now it's like, okay, now the whole season is grinding all the way up instead of just like, hey, we should have came out, handled business, and then we wouldn't have to worry about playing catch up. Like,
of course.
You shouldn't need to play catch up. The only time you would figure it out, hey, do we got to play catch up? Is when we go play the powerhouse teams. You know, we got to go play Bama. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to drop. We got to go play Georgia. Again, somebody has to win. Somebody has to drop, which I think Georgia would win those games regardless. But the Bama one, yeah, it's a toss-up.
Anything can happen, of course.
In the Bama game. You know, I just don't think. Well, you can make the argument that anything could happen
any
in the Georgia game, but.
Highly unlikely.
Discipline. So I don't really see them going in there and dropping the ball to LSU. Like, if that happens, shit, man.
Based off week one, then, to close out this week, early national championship predictions, who you got?
Outside of Georgia?
So Georgia's going to be your...
I feel like Georgia's just going to go back there and do it again.
I don't know, man. Because Ohio State.
When you look at, like, the teams, I like Ohio State, too. But, like, when you look at the teams, there's a clear gap. There's, like, Georgia, and then there's, like, a clear gap between them and everybody else.
Of course.
Versus, like, Ohio State, Texas.
Alabama.
Oregon, Bama. They're all right there. Anybody could go in there and do what they got to do. But it's, like, tier one is Georgia. Tier two, then it's, like,
everybody else.
You know, everybody's just fighting for number two because I don't see Georgia just dropping the ball like that. Like, they would have to come out and drop the ball completely for me to be like, damn, Georgia started off the season 8-0 and then just lost four straight? Oh, shit. Like, it'd have to be something like that for me to be like, oh, man.
So who is your two? Georgia versus who? I don't know, man. Ohio State, quietest kept. Ole Miss, bro. Ole Miss
is that sleeper.
Ole Miss too. Plays Alabama. Ole Miss plays a few of these teams too. Who can
is come that your out? Sleeper?
Hell no! I'm going with Oregon. Still, I'm going with Oregon, bro. I'm not confident with this week one win, but if we get our shit together, I mean,
can Oregon take down Georgia?
I can't answer that. As of week one, no, we can't. Of course not, we can't. But a few weeks in, if I like what I see, I mean, if we're able to take, I feel more confident. I guess I could say now, if I had a pick or a bold prediction, we can take down Michigan, but we can't take down Ohio State. I think Michigan's the easier of the two. I think we could probably squeeze out a win versus them, but right now I think Ohio State is probably blowing us out.
I think it's going to run about 500 yards.
No, it's not Judkins. It's their receiving core. That's what I think.
Ohio State did have an impressive win. But, I mean, shit, man. You know, playing these unranked teams, everybody's going to look impressive. It's the games that we're, like, looking forward to when they play, like, the real game. So, like, that Michigan game. You know, like, Texas and Michigan. You know, when y'all start, when these colleges have to start playing each other, the Bamas, the Georgias, all the top tens, and then it's like, okay, y'all blowing out all the unranked teams, that's fine, but like now when y'all start playing
when it matters.
Real playoff teams, how so, do y'all look? Like y'all can't just put up 76 on right. Texas and be like, yeah, we're chilling. Like that's not gonna happen.
Right. Like we'll see a preview week two, Texas, Michigan. We'll see who's really about that. And
is
who's
that the
not.
First like top 10 teams that's playing?
Yep.
Like, are they kicking it off?
Yeah, because the first one was Georgia and Clemson. That's 1-13, though. So, 4-9 are playing now.
Clemson got their ass beat, too. That shit was funny. 3 points, bro.
3 points.
Homie barely put up, like, 100 passing yards, too. When I looked at that shit, bro, I fucked up my parlay. Bro, he had one job. I think his parlay was, like, 170 or some shit like that. Bro, put up, like, 120.
You talk about someone dropping the ball and seeing who can't get over the hump. Lamar Jackson. Last night.
Look,
what
man.
Happened with your boy?
Look, man. People already call me like a professional Ravens hater. And I keep telling these people, man, like.
Was it Lamar last night, though? Or was it situational?
No. It was
so
Lamar.
So we're going to put it on Lamar, then.
It's Lamar. Because everybody loves to try to throw everybody else's quarterback under the bus. Like, let's say Dak. Had like an amazing game, but like they lost, they'd be like, oh, well, Dak fucked it all up. You know, they want to like,
you're right.
They'd be like, oh, well, it's Lamar's receivers. It's always everybody.
No,
he
did miss that wide open. No, I wouldn't say, yeah, I guess wide open touchdown throw to Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers
he overthrew
right
him.
There in the end zone. Overthrew him. Like, what is that?
Missed the throw, yeah. That was it.
The first play, hey, man, throw it to the pylon, throw it to the side. Hey, just don't throw it out of bounds. Like, come on, bro. Like, two times you had that play. But, I mean, even in that game, you know, I picked the Chiefs to win that game because when I was looking at it, they were doing the fucking, what is that shit? The national anthem?
Yeah.
Chiefs looked locked in. I could just tell by his posture, just like in the AFC Championship game, scared to death.
Lamar.
Looking over there at that man like,
here we go again.
I gotta play this motherfucker again, man. Like, and they always tell me, oh, Lamar's on this level with Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. He's up there with all them. Like, he's on that level. And then every time he goes and plays that man,
that man
just
down in Kansas City
to death. And it's like.
And did you see his new weapon? Xavier Worthy.
The Chiefs is so funny because they. They
how did
draft.
They allow them to get Worthy?
Yeah, like they
another
don't draft
speedster.
Just anybody. They always draft what they
need.
Hey, man, we need another, like, Tyreek Hill. We need another fast guy.
Jet sweep. Hey,
just Worthy. That jet sweep took off. Bro was gone. I'm all like, how did y'all let the Chiefs pick that up? Like just a gimme.
I feel, again, the way they played last night and showed up, I don't know, bro. I'm going to go ahead and buy in early, and I think they can do it. I'm going to go ride the... I ride the train. I'm going to hope they can do it.
I don't even like the Chiefs, but I'm riding the history train hard because I just want to see the three-peat.
And the way they played last night, they didn't look like they lost a beat. I mean, Kelsey, I mean, mind you, that was without Kelsey, really.
Chelsea wasn't even. He caught 34 yards last night.
Again, nothing. So it wasn't needed. So I don't know. Being that they have that
max protection.
I don't know. I think they can possibly do it.
I just want to know how everybody all offseason was yapping nonstop about, oh my God, they picked up Henry. Y'all don't understand who's going to stop the dynamic duo. You got to worry about Lamar. You got to worry about Henry.
I called it.
Bro, they get up in there non-existent.
You want to know why? And I called it and I told my brother watching it, bro. Derrick Henry, he's not a read option back. You can't get momentum that close like Lamar does. He doesn't have that burst. When he scored or when he was getting first downs is when he was what? Lined up in the backfield, straight downhill.
Like that old-fashioned Zeke ball. Hey, I'm just going to pull him all the way through the line.
And that's what I told my brother. It's a lot harder to pull it and do that and have somebody run faster than just straight downhill, a few steps running. That's what I'm like. When they did that a few times, you would see him truck somebody or get what he needed to. But, yeah, that read option.
That first drive, though, I did like it. It's like boom,
oh, yeah, they went down. I thought it was going to be different.
I'm like, okay. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, shit, man.
It's going to be one of them games.
It's going to be one of them games. And then next you know.
It was one of them games.
Yeah, it was one of them games. Non-existent. Ravens offense, same thing. I think at the time they were like 1-8 in the red zone.
You think that Tucker field goal changed momentum, too? He missed that. He never misses.
He missed that field goal.
He never misses.
But I mean. I'm still a firm believer because I used to say that all the time, especially last year and like prior years before that. The Ravens, when they get into the red zone, them motherfuckers cannot score. So I used to joke all the time and be like, the Ravens offense is get Tucker into field goal range. That was their fucking offensive plan. Hey, man, let's just move the ball close enough so he can kick the ball because
we ain't scoring.
Like, and showed last night, again, 1-8 in the red zone. Bro, what's going on down in the red zone? Like,
Shouldn't be an issue when you have Derrick Henry. Not that he changes everything, but again, a better back. I mean, it should be more options than Lamar just running all the goddamn time.
And
what was he doing last night? Yeah,
sorry. Running all the goddamn time. So. He almost had close to, like, 400 yards, like, total. I'm like. Damn, this motherfucker put up 100 rushing yards doing all that. And it's all like, he just couple reads here, couple reads there. Fuck it, just tuck it and run. And it's like, bro, you were just tucking and running it forever. And I'm like, bro, you got to throw that motherfucker at some point.
How do you feel tonight? Do you feel it's almost the same situation? Do you feel it will be a different outcome with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley now that he has a better running back? Do you think they'll have the same issues that Lamar and Henry had? Or do you think their dynamic's a little different?
Well, that Eagle line is nice. So, I think they'll be able to put up something. Because Saquon, now he has that, I got a good offensive line.
It's not all my shoulders.
It's not all me. Like, because, you know, Giants, subpar line. You know, so like, okay, I got to try to finesse it and make it work.
And Danny Dimes ain't doing anything.
And Dimes ain't even going to go up there and block. So, you know, but we love Durag Danny. So, stall my man out, bro. He just got hurt. So, but with that, the Eagles.
Man, prime time. Packers.
Motherfuckers is frauds, though, man. Like, every time I want to push the Eagle bandwagon.
They let us down.
Come out and just start. Choking, and I was making excuses for him last year when, like, because I got sick and tired of like 49ers talking about we broke them. It's like, bro, they ran a gauntlet, they played Jaw, they played Dallas, they played Miami in there. Like, bro, they ran a whole gauntlet. It's like, I don't want to hear that we broke them, but they might have because, like, shit, man.
Well, I mean, they picked up some pieces. I mean, like I said, Saquon was a huge addition, they paid their receivers in the offseason. Can their line hold up with no Jason Kelce now? I mean, I don't know, but I think...
They still trying to talk that man out of retirement.
I think they have a better chance tonight of... Because Jalen Hurts isn't as reliant on his legs like Lamar. And Saquon, again, being that he has the core around him, I think he'll be a lot fresher on whatever, you know, he's used, whether in the past game, run game, he'll be able to, you know, produce a lot more than being the Giants' whole offense, more or less.
Do you think they're going to win the game? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I got a lot of love for Love. That's my
point. No. That's where I was going to get to right now. That was just the Eagles' point. Now, across, they're not playing. I mean, again, just anybody. They're playing, I mean, the Packers, who were in the NFC Championship game, I believe, or was it the Divisional? So, I mean, they have some experience. They got some young receivers and all that coming back healthy now this year. And the pickup of Josh Jacobs, too. They're not, you know, how are they going to mesh? So, I don't know. I mean, I see another good game tonight, hopefully. It's in Brazil. So that's
football.
That's gonna be wild to see what's gonna happen with that. But yeah, man. I mean, I think that's gonna be another good game tonight as well.
The ghost of Aaron Rodgers lives in that man.
Yeah, I don't know. Jordan Love's looking good, so let's see if he can stay hot and keep the momentum going into this year. But he got paid. They paid him, so yeah. But you see a lot of sometimes when people get paid, I mean, their play changes. So let's see if his continues to go up, or
I hope not, man. Because
his play derails.
If they moved on from Brett Favre to like Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers won him a title. He just sat back behind Aaron, hogging up all the spotlight all those times, and then like now he comes in, takes that young, because that's still a young
team, very young team,
and he took that young team. They went into the playoffs, and everybody thought
again, they could have won it. The playoffs, they could have won it.
One mistake. You never go across
and field, throw it
across your shoulders, bro. That's one mistake. Bam, just like that. And it's all like, bro.
And that could have been there already. You know, who knows what happens? Who knows how they were going into playing Kansas City, who assumes that's who they play? How that could have went? You know, I mean, that could have went anyway. Also, but
can you imagine like the Jordan Love upset over like Kansas City?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, who knows? I mean,
bro, I would pay him max dollars. I wouldn't give a damn if he brought us to the playoffs. Like, let alone win. Like, I wouldn't even care if we went to the playoffs again. Like, bro,
the fact that he upset Mahomes.
The fact that you upset Mahomes and you won us a Super Bowl, bro, we finna just pay you off of that. Whatever you do after that, that's just extras, like, because that's all you can ask for out of a quarterback. Hey, man, I got my ring. Now, whatever you do in your tenure here, would I like another one? Sure, but you already gave
me one. No, yeah, you did what you needed to do.
You did what you were supposed to do. You already gave me one. So I'm chilling now. I'm like, I'm waiting for the next generational quarterback to come in and be like,
do his job.
I need you to win me a ring, bro. Every quarterback we have here won a ring. I need you to give me one. Can you do that? I hope so. You might be on the trading block, probably, too. I can't be having that.
But, again, with the addition of Saquon, I mean, does that boost the Eagles' chances to get back there? I mean, are we talking playoffs or?
Well, the Eagles should get back there just in general, because like, that's still a good team. It's not like it's a bad team. It's a good team. They should get to the playoffs. But again, I picked Baker Mayfield to beat them. And Baker went out there, shaking bake, baby, did what he had to do, beat the shit out of the Eagles. And I was like, telling you, man, like, the Eagles, they just be folding at the wrong
time.
Times. So,
I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight and see if they can get back on track.
But when it comes to we can do like the predictions going into next week or Sunday, I should say. Colts and Texans. Now, we beat them last year. Our rookie is back. I'm still not sold on Richardson. I don't care what nobody say. Still not sold on him. Homie came in for preseason. He needed to play a lot more preseason than what he did.
He didn't look too good in preseason, really. He didn't look
good at all. Came in throwing picks and shit. Like, I'm not understanding. I mean, he threw it right to the defender, like looking dead at him, and threw it right to him. Like, oh, bro, I thought you was a Colt. Like, nah, man, he ain't. And then he goes off on the sidelines, keying and just shit like that. Just, you know, like, everybody's like, oh, well, it's preseason.
That's your quarterback,
fuck
bro.
Fuck that, man. Like, bro.
We got the Browns. We played the Browns week one. Am I confident? No, not too confident in that.
Why not, man? Zeke.
We got Zeke. CD's back, but
y'all paid that.
I just a lot of our line is rotating a lot and new pieces, so I'm not too confident with our line. I mean, I think Myles Garrett and our defense is going to probably eat, and so I'm not too confident with that game, but we'll see how it plays out.
But y'all got the Dak attack back. Zeke, Dak?
I'm not too confident Zeke's going to even start. So we'll see how
they're going to start Cook?
No, I think they're saying Rico's going to start.
Oh, shit.
But let's see how that plays out.
So you think Brown's going to... You think Watson's going to finally decide to show up and play football?
I think it's not going to be mainly in Watson's hand. I think it's going to be more a defensive game. I think somehow they get us on the defense, whether it's a pick or something, and they're going to win on the special teams or defense. Something is what I think. It's not going to be an offensive game too much.
You don't think Dak's going to go out there and sling that shit for like 300 yards?
I don't believe so.
Speaking of Dak, they still ain't paid that man.
They're supposedly in negotiations, they're saying right now, but...
Do you want Dak back?
I don't.
No Dak back?
I don't.
You're done with this.
I am. He hasn't shown me in the clutch games or close games, I should say, that matter, that he's him. I mean, we've had him for as long as we've had him, and I'm ready, bro. I'm ready for the next one to just see what happens, you know, change. I mean,
y'all got Trey Lance.
Bro, they can have... I'll give Trey Lance for a bag of chips, bro.
Bro, stall my quarterback out, man. You don't like Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush is... No, we don't like Cooper Rush.
4-0.
I'm hoping this new wave of quarterbacks coming out from college this new year is going to be our savior, hopefully.
Y'all got to tank for that to happen, man.
Oh, it's probably what we're going to happen.
You going to tank?
We're not going to tank. We're just going to lose. We're going to try, and we're going to actually lose. It ain't going to be on purpose. But Cardinals-Bills, what you think? Kyler Murray, Josh Allen.
My boy Josh Allen coming back. First season without Stephon Diggs.
And first year with Marvin Harrison Jr. on the other side, so.
God damn, bro. Kyler Murray, this motherfucker, I've never seen a quarterback with so much help and still do nothing. So, we're about to see. Like, bro, you got the junior over there. All you got to do is just toss that shit up and just pray. You know, like Peyton used to do with his father. Just toss that bitch up and pray. So, I mean, hell. I still think Josh Allen. Who's Josh Allen throwing the ball to?
Exactly.
Who's he throwing the ball to this year?
I don't know, man. I don't think.
If Arizona won, would that be an upset?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know if you call it an upset. I mean, I don't know if you got confident in any of those teams to beat each other. I mean, the Bills, like I said, first year without Diggs. I don't know, man. Now we're really going to see what Josh Allen's about.
You think he was carried by the receiver?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
I can't even say he was carried by the receiver because Josh Allen's addicted to turning over the ball. So,
well, carried by a receiver, let's talk about the Bengals and the Patriots. You think Joe Burrow can do it without Chase? They do have Higgins, but do you think...
Chase hurt?
Chase is in contracts disputes, too. He said if you don't get a new deal, he might not play week one.
I love this league. I don't think he's going to do his boy Joe Burrow like that, though. That's his boy. So, like, I don't think he's going to do his boy like that.
I don't know, man.
Because, yeah, week one. It's tomorrow. Sunday,
or
like,
2 days. No, you're right.
You're telling me if I'm not signed by Saturday night, I ain't playing. I don't think he's going to do Joe Burrow like that. Like, that would cause, like, a nasty rift. But also, even with, like, Joe Burrow, bro, you could have took some type of pay cut. You didn't need it all, bro. You could have shared something with your boys.
Oh, Burrow?
Yeah, you didn't need it all, man. You could have been.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and say
20 off of that.
I'm gonna say he had to do what he had to do. That leg injury, the leg injury was no joke, bro.
He got hurt in training camp. He should have never played last year anyway.
I know, but that leg injury still. I think you have to go ahead and just secure the bag, and maybe if he wasn't hurt, maybe he takes a pay cut. But I think the injury was a factor.
Well, the Patriots is one of the worst teams in the NFL, so. I expect them, and then, even a limp Joe Burrow, should put up at least 20 and keep it pushing.
And the Patriots, with their quarterback situation, Drake May, Joe Milton, they're both, I don't know, What do you think's going on over there?
The worst team in the NFL, bro. Like,
they, you believe the Patriots went from the best to the worst?
They wasn't even the best, because hell.
I'm talking about with the Brady era, when they were from being the highest of the highest, and now we're going to see the lows of the Patriots now.
The lows of the lows, bro, at this point. I mean, hell, it was low last year.
Playoffness is...
But, shit, now Belichick's not there either. So, like, bro, yeah, it was already... It was bad last year, but, like, this year's
even... You think they got worse?
Bro, I don't want to say it.
I don't think the Patriots got any better.
No. We might see the first 0-18 team. We might see
the first. So you're saying we're going to see the first 19-0 team to go 0-18? Mm-hmm. The first undefeated to go straight losing?
Team to the straight losing team, bro. Because I just don't see it. I don't see that quarterback situation. Like, bro, it might be one of those times, like, I remember, like, was it last year or the year before last when Amazon was putting on the Thursday games?
Yeah.
And every Thursday game, bro, we're looking like,
what is this lineup?
3-0 or some shit like that. Like, bro, like that one was the Commanders and Denver. Oh my God, it was a fucking punt fest. Horrible. All they did was punt. It's like, bro, somebody got to win the fucking game. Can nobody score? They luckily, one team went down and got in field goal range. And it's like, okay, after that, Turn the ball over. That's all they did was punt all fucking night. It felt like the fucking Raiders game. Shit was 0-0 all the way. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Speaking of punting all night, do you think the Giants and Vikings game, need I say more?
Durag Danny, and who's the quarterback?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold right now? Hey, shout out McCarthy, man. That's fucked up, bro. Feel bad for the man.
He had a cool little preseason. He looked okay, but... Yeah, shout out McCarthy.
Oh, that's another one. You know, third and punt coming soon.
Jettas is out there somewhere.
Jettas out there somewhere. He'll get, I mean, hell, just throw it up to him. He'll get his yards. But, I mean, yeah, he'll continue to get his yards. But after that, second and punt around the corner. Third and punt next play. So, yeah, it's
kind of, a messed up receiver situation for Malik Nabers, who has nobody, and as well as Jefferson, who doesn't have anybody. Just talent over there going to waste.
Talent over there. Free Jetta, man. Free Jetta, because I don't know why he... Well, he probably re-signed thinking, like, okay, yeah. Well, I got McCarthy here. We're going to be good. What?
My boy went down.
First year, I got to sit... Bro, if I was Jetta, I'd probably just sit the year. I'd be like, yeah, man, I broke my fucking thumb, dog. I need to be on the aisle.
I broke my spirit.
Yeah, my spirit. I need to rest. Preserve myself. Another team that's going to have a punt fest. The Chargers and the Raiders. Punts coming all over the place.
You think so? You think Herbert... I don't know. They got a new coach out there in Harbaugh. You don't think... They lost Eckler.
Harbaugh can't save them.
They don't really have receivers. I mean, I guess you're right. I guess I could see the same thing. I mean, Davante Adams, again, wasting his career away over there. Wasting his
career over there. Just wasting.
I mean, they did pick up Brock Bowers. They did pick up some firepower. But, again, the quarterback situation is what we're trying to figure out.
The
only
thing that's good about the Raiders is that the reason why I say it's a punt fest is because they're Raiders in that D-line.
No, of course, yeah.
So,
and I believe they just picked up help for Crosby, didn't they? Yeah. They just got some help for him, too.
Like,
so,
bro, it's fuck. That D-line is disgusting. But outside of that, that offense, no. I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm not feeling Adams. Adams is just over there wasting.
I believe this is his last year.
I hope.
Early prediction, I believe this is his last year. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this may be his last year of his contract.
If not,
he's going to trade. Yeah, if not, I think the Raiders will probably know that they have to get off him. While his last year, while we still got him to get something for him.
Because, like, bro, you're rebuilding at this point. I mean, you got a new coach, second year going into it. What's his name? Aiden, which this is his second year, and I don't even know why he's not playing. You know, they pick up Minshew, and then they give him $25 million for a backup. And it's like, all right, I'm thinking, okay, well, fuck, I guess. And then next thing you know, it's all like, No, Minshew's going to start. So then, what was the fucking point then? You, like, bro, you got a whole rookie. You wanted to start over. We were building. Then you bring in the backup, give him $25 million, and then tell the sophomore, sit on the bench.
it's almost like the same situation in Pittsburgh. Why would you bring in two veterans, not so much a veteran with Fields, when you have sophomore Kenny Pickett there, who could have just continued to grow with the team?
Again, same
situation.
People shit on Kenny so much. And I love Kenny. No matter what it was, Kenny always just, he just won games. Whether he put up 100 yards,
whether it was pretty or not, he got the job done.
Yeah, with three picks. Of course. He still won the game somehow. I mean, hell, you know, and I just shit on Raven fans all the time. So I'd be like, yeah, y'all can't beat them motherfuckers. Every time the Ravens go and play the Steelers, even though the Ravens was a superior team, they go play the Steelers, they can't move the fucking ball.
That defense.
They can't move the ball. And it's like,
TJ,
bro, that shit is embarrassing. And then Kenny's out there looking like a prime Vic, just outplaying Lamar all over the fucking place. So it didn't even matter.
And there's already reports that are saying that starter Russell Wilson may not even start week one, that he's hurt already.
He's hurt. But that whole quarterback room over there, battle of men. Justin Fields, there's a reason why Justin Fields, bro, you can go. You can get traded. There's a reason for that. Everybody trying to hype up, oh, Fields is so good, this and that, and like the Bears just didn't believe in him or whatever the case may be. Oh, you used to believe like 5 years, bro. What are you talking about? And didn't do shit.
And how about the cast he had, though, in Chicago? It wasn't very much. Now, with the game of the week that I'm really wanting to look forward to is the Bears and Titans. I'm wanting to see Caleb. Let's see the first-round pick. New cast around what they didn't give Fields. I mean, they went all in on old boy, so.
I mean, he's the better quarterback. I'm going all on a better quarterback, too. I'd be like, bro, shit, hey, man.
I'm just getting at as far as I'm waiting to see if the Bears can really take the next step, you know.
And if they go all in.
Caleb's the answer.
Like, the Texans.
I was about to say, yeah, to me, they feel like the Texans, obviously.
Because the Texans, what they're doing for C.J. Stroud is
God. But I feel they were lucky because I think what Tank Dell and Collins were like late. They were, I don't think they were first round picks. I think they were like later round picks. So they were going defense heavy mainly. Mm-hmm. I think flip side with
Texans.
No, I'm sorry, the Texas defense. The other one we just said. Oh, the Bears. They went more offense heavy with Odunze, obviously Allen, and people like that. You know, so
well, they
Swift.
To.
No, but I'm saying, but they just went more so with him with the offensive power. You know, so we'll see what these next years come whether they start putting into the defense as well, or who knows, but
that's our zesty king out there, bro.
Who?
Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
Our fingernail painting warrior. He's going to get the job done.
I'm hoping. I mean, he was looking good in preseason.
See the way he threw that ball like that with his hands? It was real cute.
He looked good in preseason. Some of the highlights and Hard Knocks, he's been looking good. So, I don't know, bro. I'm waiting for this new wave ultimately of young quarterbacks to come in. I mean, we didn't even really talk about Bo Nix. Bo Nix over there with the Broncos. I mean, Sean Payton might have him another Drew Brees.
Sean Payton with his young Drew Brees.
He might. I mean,
it's looking nice over there for Denver. I like.
From what they had with Zach Wilson, I mean, God. I mean, not bad. I'm sorry. With that was
Russell.
Yeah. You know, they got off him, and now and looks like they're starting to go. You know, they just paid Sertan, so. Yeah, man. I mean.
What do you think about the shit show over there in Atlanta? Because they played Pittsburgh first. So we got Kirk Cousins' old thug ass.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that the Falcons win that game. But to me, it's not really saying much because the Steelers aren't top, you know, competition. I need to see the Falcons go and beat a Ravens, a Chiefs, somebody, a Lions, somebody more of that stature to see that the Falcons really are them.
I want
to
see Penix play.
Dude, that's going to have to be, obviously, Kirk Cousins getting hurt. I mean,
you know what's so crazy? I think everybody has, like, a thing where, like, a quarterback just has the right situation. The only thing I would give Justin Fields is I don't think he's even in the right situation over there.
Oh, no, I believe still the best football Falcons, but the Falcons, again, maybe they didn't. I don't know. I mean, like you're saying, I mean, I still feel the best football's in front of him. He didn't get the best of situations, like you're saying, in Chicago. He didn't have the best receivers and core around him. The Steelers, I mean, that didn't make sense, honestly. And then go ahead and reporting that he's going to be a kick returner, punt returner or something. That's even messed up. But, yeah, man, the last two games, I mean.
What do you think about our boy Kelly Clarkson over there against Tua? Now.
Okay, I forgot about that one.
Tua is known for not being able to beat a plus 500 team. They like to beat up on all the bad teams, lose to all the good teams, and then they be like, yo, man, what happened to the Dolphins? Losing all season, so like there's nothing new.
But the Jaguars also are known for starting off hot and not finishing as well, like the Eagles. So I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, the Jaguars did get a little better. They did get some pieces in the draft.
They paid that man.
They did pay him. The Dolphins did the same. I mean, they picked up some pieces as well. So yeah, that's going to be a good little matchup also. So that one can go either way.
I think the Dolphins should edge that game out. They should. But knowing Tua, fuck, who knows? Who knows with Tua? Hey, man.
The rematch last year, Rams and Lions.
Rams, Lions, Jared Goff, and that Super Bowl winning champion
that they picked over you.
Jimmy G.
No, not Jimmy G. It's Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford may not play. He's injured. He may not play. Jimmy really? G's over there, though.
Really? He's hurt?
He may not play.
Oh, my God.
He may not play. But if he does play, well, he'll probably play the first half of the season, get hurt, and then Jimmy G come in and finish the second half of the season.
I did not know that.
So, but again, they got championship pedigree. They got two champions over there in that locker room. Would you like Jimmy G on your team?
I would not like Jimmy G on my team.
That's crazy. Why doesn't nobody respect a Super Bowl champion?
Bro, you seen what he did with the Raiders? He had Devontae losing his mind over there on the sideline.
He was hurt.
He was hurt. He was hurt. He was out there playing like the Florida State quarterback.
Bro, he was hurt, man. What'd you expect
Unacceptable.
Him to do? Unacceptable.
Speaking of hurt and who's back, I mean, again, the final game of the week, Monday night, Aaron Rodgers and the 49ers.
They should have had that motherfucker play first thing in the morning. That way he gets up out of bed. And he's not walking all day.
I don't even think that's fair. I mean, to come back fresh off an Achilles to run for your life week one
against that run for your life week
against that 49ers defense is gonna be crazy. I don't know, man. I'm hoping again for the sake of just the sport and everything that Aaron Rodgers is back. I mean, that team again could be a sleeper team as well. I mean,
well, hell,
they have the pieces they need too.
They felt they was because they already had a top defense, but they felt like. We're legitimately just a quarterback
away.
Like,
and I thought the same.
Upgrade from Zach, and we're literally just in the mix. So it's like, I mean, hell, shit. Outside of like Joe Burrow, I mean, hell, Rodgers could
potentially
take down Kansas City.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think.
How that season plays out. If Kansas keeps dropping balls. So.
No, yeah, I mean, can Aaron Rodgers stay healthy? I mean, that's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, I feel they did them dirty. With the 49ers week one, they're going to let them take their anger out on them.
He should have came out and played somebody like the
Colts
Falcons.
Or something. Yeah.
No, because he would have been running for his life on defense too. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, man.
Or he could have played Dallas. He's used to running up the score on Dallas. So that would have been a.
That wouldn't have showed nothing, though. That would have been just a normal win for him.
It would have been impressive.
Impressive.
You got Micah.
I don't know who we're going to have, bro, by the time this shit starts, but...
You going to trade Micah?
I'm about to just trade my team and just jump on someone else's bandwagon, because this isn't it, bro. This pain I deal with every week that Dallas puts me through isn't it.
At least you got Oregon.
And that is... I'm not even too confident with that right now at the moment, so...
You going to move to Sacramento?
I'm going to move somewhere. I'm going to get out of town and do something, bro. I'm going to live under a rock like Patrick.
Hey, Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels. Who wins that game? Dan Quinn over there.
Bro, Dan Quinn. Fuck Dan Quinn.
Brought him over there to the Washington.
I don't know. I believe, again, he did take some pieces, and they did already have some pieces. So I feel, again, with his scheme, again, you've seen the last 3 years, our defense was pretty good. So I think he goes over there, and I don't know, bro. I think Daniels might be a if he's smart and he's sliding a little bit like I've seen, he might be a smarter, better RG3. I mean, second coming, and I don't know. We might see Washington on the rise now.
Hey, man. With Jaden Daniels over there leading the helm, I mean, shit. Who knows, you know?
No, I mean, yeah. This new season, man. Like I said, we seen yesterday, Lamar still can't do it. Tonight, we got to see what if the Eagles are back on what they were. And
or if the Eagles still can't do it.
And then Sunday night, we got to see with all these new teams, you know, with all the new pieces in round, are the Texans really it?
Do you think the 49ers are still the best
team? The 49ers, yeah. Do they still have what they need? You know, they resigned and did what they needed to. I mean.
Is IU committed?
Yeah, he resigned. He resigned. So, yeah, man, it's just week one. We're here. Well, football's back.
You know, a lot of people are talking about like how they feel like the Niners championship window is kind of like closing on this core. And it's all like, do you see them going back to the Super Bowl? Like, can you see that? Or like,
it's kind of hard not to. I mean, they're again, they're kind of like that. You would say in the sense the Bucks, they brought all their team back mainly from those Super Bowl runs. So, I mean, they haven't really lost anybody. I mean, they were able to bring back Williams. McCaffrey's been there, both receivers. Purdy's the only one I think that can mess this up when he asks for his contract and they have to pay him. That's what's going to break this team apart. Bro, so I think they need to win now.
For a shit ton of money.
No, like, of course. Hey, man, absolutely.
I took you out to a Super Bowl. We would have almost went to another one, but I tore my shoulder. Hey, man, I need to get paid.
Absolutely. And that's going to be the first domino. That's going to be the first one. Once they pay him, they're not going to be able to pay whoever the next one's going to be, whether it's Fred Warner on defense. I mean, Bosa got away with robbery and got all that money and ain't done nothing.
And I told, bro, I was having a conversation with 49er fans, and I was all like, what they get, 155?
No, I don't even know what they gave him, but they gave him.
Bro, it's a nasty contract. And they were like, you got to pay him. And I'm all like, hold on quick.
But him, I mean, there's going to be contracts that are going to be due. I mean, are they going to be able to re-sign him? Are you know, players going to take less money?
5 year, 170. That's like 170. There's like, we gotta pay him 170. No, hell no.
And he hasn't shown or done anything since. Really,
ain't done shit since. Like, it's just still like, whatever. And it's like, I don't think what Bosa is bringing to the table is 170. Like, that's crazy. But I mean, you know, Bosa on his side, I'm like, shit. Secure the bag, man. That agent.
No, by all means, yeah. I mean, that's what we're saying. We'll see tonight how that defense looks. I mean, tonight, when they play the Monday night against the Jets, we'll see how that defense looks. I mean, are they able to do what they need to in getting Aaron Rodgers, or is Aaron Rodgers able to piece them up and, you know, pick them apart?
Rodgers might dot their ass
so,
up.
So, again, yeah, we'll see, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is able to stay healthy, you know, thankfully, or hopefully, I should say. But, yeah, man, we're into. We said we got some stuff to look forward to, you know.
Real quick, the Battle of the Mid.
Who?
Saints versus Panthers.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Like I told you, I had seen some photos surface of Bryce Young looking a little bit jacked. He's got to put some weight. He put a little bit of weight on him. I mean, he was tiny. He was looking tiny back there. So they did put a little bit of pieces around him. Country-ass Xavier Leggett. So
he still can't grow.
No, he's just, but again, as long as they can sit there and protect him, I mean, hey,
who knows? I mean, Kyler Murray gets away with it.
Exactly, so we should see. I mean, and over there, and I don't know, bro. I've given up on the Saints. I don't know what's going on over there. I mean.
Come on, man. Raider fans are still telling me about that 12-4 season Carr did.
Talking about if he got hurt. He didn't break his leg, then yeah. I mean, yeah, who knows?
At least they weren't going to do shit anyway.
Too many who knows, but we just got to see and see what we can see.
You think he's going to... I have the Saints winning that game, by the way.
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I think Panthers upset.
Would that be an upset?
I don't know. It's the battle of the Knicks. It's going to upset me to watch it, but... but I don't know. I couldn't say. I mean,
are you going
to
tune in by halftime? It's just going to be like 3-0. It's going to be like fucking 5 punts on both sides. The punters are going to work hard that day, I tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm going to be locked in on a couple of these games, see what this new year looks like and what, you know, like I said, what some of these teams are. Like I said, the Chiefs look nice. I'm waiting to see what, you know, what I believe Rookie of the Year is, Caleb, is going to do down there in Chicago.
Of course.
My Dallas Cowboys are still ass. I mean, I don't know what to really say about them. I mean, it's unacceptable.
My Colts are still rebuilding. I don't know. We've been rebuilding for the last like 10 years, so like I don't know.
Or the Texans. I mean, are we really going to buy in with the Texans and think they're the next ones that are going to take that step?
On paper, the Texans should be the second best team in the AFC.
Yes, like in my opinion,
same. Because they got loaded during this offseason. And I was like, I was just impressed by the fact that they did all that. And I'm just like, man, dude, what a GM. What a way to build around your young quarterback.
And the 49ers, like you said, are they going to still be contenders? Or, you know, are they going to fall off at some point? I mean,
fake contending.
Who knows? So, we got a lot to look forward to this next week. So, just got to see, man. Got to see what transpires.
The Titans. They picked up people, too. But it still comes down to Will Levis. Like, what is Will Levis going to look like?
I mean, again, they're losing Derrick Henry, who was, a big piece of their offense. I mean, they picked up Tony Pollard. I mean, again, you do have Calvin Ridley there. You do have D-Hop there, who is hurt right now. So, he's on ice at the moment.
He's not hurt.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's kind of tough. You know, they do have some pieces, but is that enough in that division? I don't know. I don't believe so. I believe, again, the Texans are going to take that. And I believe, again, my probably dark horse thinking is probably going to be, if I had to, probably be the Texans I'm going with. I'm just...
So that'll lead us into this last segment. So right now we're at the who's the AFC championship game, who's the NFC championship game, and then we just start handing out all the awards. So like I'm gonna say
early predictions.
MVP, I'll give it to, I think Patrick Mahomes might win an MVP. If it's not Patrick, depending on what the Texans look like, the Texans will probably win CJ Stroud will probably win MVP.
So nobody from the NFC, you think it's possible?
Maybe Purdy.
So nobody from the NFC then.
You don't believe in Purdy? What the hell?
I mean,
he led them to the number one seed and they still didn't get that motherfucker MVP. So
I believe Mahomes and Stroud are probably my AFC picks. NFC, if I had to pick one.
Purdy.
If I had to pick... It's tough. I mean,
there's not many quarterbacks over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, they really don't give it to other positions unless they really
McCaffrey go crazy. Should have won it last
That's what
year.
I'm saying. Like, McCaffrey is the only one I would throw out there, I guess, of the possibility again. And for receiver's sake, I mean, if I had to, I mean, I couldn't say where there was no key moves. And I'll go ahead and say then it's possible. I think... If I had to say a wild pick, would probably be Caleb. I think Caleb could probably be an NFC pick if he does good enough for Rookie of the Year and can get them to somehow
a
divisional or NFC. But that's, I mean, again, even or a upset off somebody. I mean, say they go and they're able to, I mean, again, upset the Chiefs and whatever round that is. Well, no, they never mind because AFC only plays their self, right? My bad. Until they cross over at the NFC, the championship game, I should say.
So you're talking about like. Now you're talking about playoffs.
Yeah, I would need like Caleb to, I mean, again, even if he got him to the fifth, sixth seed, whatever, and then he upset a Rodgers, you know, or like a Eli type magical run to the Super Bowl. Like, if he did something like that, and even if he didn't win it, you know, I think that would be enough to try to give him MVP. From the Bears not going since what? When they played you guys in what? Was it 07, 06?
06 going into
07. Yeah, so I'm like. That would be huge for Chicago. So I can see that. That would be my two picks if I had to pick from the NFC. Now, game-wise, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say if I have to, it's probably going to be, I'll bank on it, the Texans-Chiefs. And on the other side, I'm going to go ahead and say I think Kirk Cousins is enough to put the Falcons over a little bit. And I think it's probably going to be Falcons and 49ers, I believe.
If NFC. I'd probably say... Texans and Chiefs, depending on what my boy Burrow looks like, probably just another rematch of like Burrow and Mahomes. But I don't see nobody else coming out of it. I'm not buying into none of that Ravens stock. I'm not hearing none of that shit.
I don't believe Josh Allen is going to get over the hump still. I don't believe Herbert. I mean, I don't blame Herbert a lot. I believe it was just his what's around him and stuff. You know, it's not really him. But, I mean, he does need to produce as well, so.
I mean, hell, his first couple of years, he had help. He just wasn't good enough.
He just couldn't do it. So, I mean, and then Super Bowl, who you got? If you had a pick, I almost want to say, for the sake of it, but I'm saying matchup.
Oh.
I almost want to say for the third time, if they're going to go against each other again.
Or the Niners
and Chiefs. I think that's a possibility. If I didn't, I'll go ahead and just switch and say the Niners will be back, but it would be Texans instead of the Chiefs if I had to.
Well, it's going to come down to either Mahomes go or then it would be the Texans or like.
Because say Burrow knocks out Mahomes, but then Burrow got to go up to Houston to play that boy. And then because they played each other once and Stroud beat them. That's why I'm like, it would be like, damn. So, the AFC is more or less, I would say this year, more dominant. There's going to be more games to watch on that side, more so than the NFC. But
yeah, because the NFC is just going to be like, all right, who does the Niners play? What's the Niners' path to the
Super Bowl? Exactly.
That's basically what it is. And if they secure the first round bye and then they're going up and they're playing against, I don't know, another like Green Bay team or someone that they know like, hey, this opponent is less than us, like, we're going to knock them off, then I mean, hell shit. It is what it is. The Niners is going to go back to the Super Bowl. I mean, outside of, like, they're the most complete team. Like, and they should remain fairly healthy. I haven't seen their schedule, so I don't know how hard their schedule is this year. But, speaking of schedules, because I already got Ravens fans crying, talking about some, they got the second hardest schedule, so we're already starting that. So, you know, but I just have to see their schedule. But on that note,
yeah, man,
we can end it off on this one question. So let's say that touchdown did count.
Yep.
Harbaugh was already crying. I'm going for two. He wants to go for the win.
I think.
The Ravens complete that and win the game?
I believe since we were talking about it beforehand, with thought. I think if they do, in that moment, I think I can see where he's coming from. Again, let's just start off strong. I mean, you score at the end. Let's go ahead and take down the champs opening night. Go for two. I can see the aggression where he's coming from to do it. But I don't know, bro. I think week one, I think you got to play it safe kind of. And you got to go for that field goal and just give yourself a chance. I mean, again, you don't know what happens in overtime, you know. Maybe you get the ball first and don't play it like the 49ers do. You let them get it, you know. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough decision, you know. I don't know.
I think going for two, I wish the touchdown would have counted because I wanted to see that. Because going for two, I don't think the Chiefs is letting that up. I don't think the Chiefs is going to let them score two. Like, especially
when think it's just downfield Derrick Henry straight just – on the 2-yard line?
Fuck no. Maybe.
Or maybe. Him, he's going to just try to fly over and do something like that?
Maybe.
I mean, that's what I would, that'd be my play.
Hand it to Derrick Henry up the gut. Because Lamar might try to do some speed option shit again.
Yeah.
Because he was real tucking and run heavy. He was tucking that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, speed option real quick. To pitch to Henry. But, yeah, Henry's going to have to get used to this. He's not just straight down back no more. It's going to be a lot of, you know, read option.
Them RPA is going to be eating his ass up. Like, bro, you gotta get with the times, bro. So, I mean, hell, shit. But,
yeah, man, we'll see. And see how this week plays out and see how this goes.